Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I'll be your host for the show. On today's episode, we have a close friend, veteran Amazon seller and founder of Sellerize, one of my favorite Amazon seller success softwares, Dima Kubrak. Welcome to the show, Dima.
Hey, Carlos. Thank you so much for this welcome invite. And awesome to be together.
Absolutely. Dima, we're recording this on July 26th, and listeners are going to get a chance to hear this for the first time on August 2nd. And I think that's important because we're going to talk a little bit about the future, things that have not happened yet, a bit on the show. To lay some of the groundwork so people can, and this was actually cool, me thinking of like these things that I'm about to say, is that we've known each other for several years now. And besides the fact that we both live in South Florida, we have quite a few additional things in common. Like, we both love to read. We've both excelled at building community in the Amazon e-commerce space. We're both very family first focused and both give very generously of our time to help other Amazon sellers. This last part is actually one of the main reasons that I have you on the show today, since you've gone beyond just creating community to help people, but you've created a software that can help people even more. So,
and we also love to inspire people and give them this positive boost. And also, because, you know, like Carlos, you in the business for so many years, you know, sometimes you know how it's complex and challenging to keep continue moving. You know, sometimes you feel like when you're just growing up and business like growing, and you're like, wow, you know, like I want to be entrepreneur, you know, like I'm an entrepreneur. But when things doesn't go well, like time to time, or falling apart, you're like, oh my God, how am I gonna handle this? You know, and this is why podcasts and events like that help people to keep continue going. This is exactly what was helping me to keep continue going, looking at the people eyes, you know, those shiny eyes, how they want to grow. Like, because sometimes, like me personally, sometimes when I have a downside and I have a meetup and I see these people who wants to grow, and we communicate and we make exchanges energy, and that helps together to like, okay, there's few new sparks, you know, in my head that I can implement, or maybe just look from the different direction at my business, or maybe I'm good, you know, because you just tell to yourself things not going as expected, but they're really good compared to majority of businesses that out there.
I love how anybody listening to this also probably feels it right now. How, first of all, I've never seen you bummed out. I don't know if you just do that in private, but I've never seen a bummed out, like, depressed or down Dima. It's always like high energy. It's almost impossible to not feel inspired and want to like go get it around you. And I suspect, hearing your voice now, that that's going to do a lot for listeners as well. So you brought a lot of that actually to your recent first major event, Rise in Orlando, and another one coming up in Texas. We're definitely going to talk about that show again in another episode. I don't want to detract too much from today's topic, but you're definitely a well of inspiration. So keep doing whatever you're doing. Keep eating wherever you're eating. Like, keep doing your thing.
Keep eating what you're eating. I love it. You know, this is, I will write it down, you know. And look, what I also love to say, like, one of my friends told me, like, hey, let's pretend it's a passive business, you know, it's a passive income. You know, like any e-commerce business that you build, absolutely active business. Even if you delegate a lot of your tasks, you're still in control. You're still majority of responsible for where your company going, how your financial structure. Are you taking loans? Are you taking more risks, you know, or you just want to stay flat and keep continuing just going the way you're at right now, you know? So, yeah, thank you so much for mentioning the event. You know, we really, from the deepest bottoms of my heart, you know, like the Rise event was absolutely fantastic. I didn't expect that would be so cool. We're like, hey, at the beginning I was thinking maybe we can get like 20 people, but we get 65 people, and our average revenue per seller was $3 million per year. So the information inside the room, you saw it, you know, you was there, you was helping also people. Don't be shy, you know, your information and your presentation, Carlos, was amazing.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. We could trade compliments all day, but everybody I've spoke to about that, about Rise, about your conference, I've described it this way. I've been going to conferences for 15 years in this space. I've gotten to the point where they've sort of bored me, and Rise was by far the best Amazon conference I've ever been to. Like, there's not even a close second. I've been telling people like Jeff Cohen and everybody that they're like, hey, you know, we're all talking about conferences. And I'm like, you do not want to miss the next Rise conference. Like, it blew me away. There was one part, I'm driving up to Orlando for the conference, and I'm tired, and I'm like, you know, you're not going to learn much from this conference, but just go support Dima, he's your friend. So I'm driving up there really just to support you. I was blown away by the level of content that was at that show. Like, you killed it. So I'm looking forward to Texas.
Carlos, I know. And also it's going to be in November, you know. Also, we sold more than 50% of the tickets already, because majority of the people who've been at the first event purchased the next event. And I know how many good additional speakers we're going to bring in November. I don't want to, like... You know, like, I can talk all day long about this, because it took me like almost 8 years to go to so many events, to personal development, business development. And I was combining this, all this information. And that's why Rise becomes such an awesome event, because it took small parts and small improvements everywhere. I was looking every time, okay, where I'm getting bored at the events, you know, like why every time I go now to the events, I'm saying to myself, I have to go, I have to connect to people, I have to do this and that. And then like, I want to change it, you know, I want to make our event the way that people excited. They go every 4 months to the event and like, hey, I have this 4 months to improve my business. Come to the event, show to people my achievements, my results, you know, take even more knowledge, go again and again and again, and be like this, like, you know, like a booster, you know, every time for them to come and have it. So it doesn't mean you don't have to go to other events. There's plenty events, but there's still some events that are meaningful to your business, guys. And you have to pick them on your personal level and make sure you get in there. Okay.
Yeah. Rise is definitely on my list of must attend events. to go back to Sellerize, it's full. We could dedicate an entire episode to every different tool or feature inside of Sellerize. Today's episode, though, I want to jump on a new one, which as of recording is not released, but is going to be released to everyone when people are listening to this. And that is, in my own words, the ability to address negative reviews in a timely manner to hopefully get them removed or even turned into positive reviews. We have a name for this. I'll let you announce it, but what's the name for this?
Yeah, we're gonna call this Review Puncher or Review Defender, whatever people likes. We're gonna run some little poll right now, because we're releasing this tonight, and tonight is July 26. I think by this time, guys, if you're listening to the podcast, you either already heard about this, because it's right now like we're planning a solid marketing campaign, but it's just about bringing a lot of value to the community. This is going to be the only TOS compliant and only white hat strategy on the market to actually remove your negative reviews. Because look, majority of the people who work on Amazon, they are focusing on getting more and more 5 stars, and it's absolutely normal strategy. You can really like build a lot of good ways to bring in more reviews. But look, at the same time, when you're building up this fortune, this huge amount of 5-star, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, you probably never experience and never see that a big guys, they're not only good at getting reviews, they're also good at maintaining their reviews. And this new feature that we'll have in Sellerize will help you guys to maintain them properly after made it. It doesn't mean you have to work harder. You know, like now a lot of people, they hear like, hey, okay, I need to take one more things on my shoulders. You know, like I'm already like getting frustrated with this Amazon. You know, I'm like an octopus, have to hold all these operations and systems. And that's why Sellerize comes to help, because we have a lot of different tools that help you guys to automate, control, monitor your business. Make sure you by increasing the size of your business and the size of operation, your stress level is not getting higher, you know, and you're making more money by spending less time on managing your business. You know, you can also delegate this to your team. And this review puncher, you know, like, or review defender, whatever we're going to call it, basically it's a system of removing negative reviews that Amazon recently offered to people, but you have to manually go, choose, pick, click, you know, spend a lot of time on analyzing and go page after page after page, filtering these products. What we did, you know, we did a fully automated feature in Sellerize where you set up once and system take care of itself. You know, it goes, it's analyze your reviews, it send people refunds, it's maintain this, you know, it helps you guys to get this better results, get better Amazon review ratings. And because from our calculation, every negative review costs you about $300. And why I'm saying $300 on average, because it's what we calculate from our own metrics, is because it's not only about trying to cover this negative review with the five-star reviews, which cost a lot of money as well, but at the same time, it's amount of money you lose because people see this negative review. Your ranking drops, you know, and it's like a snowball effect, you know? So success on Amazon, as you already figure out, it's not one thing doing right. It's a lot of small things operated at the same speed, and it's maintained and create this snowball effect when your ball growing and growing and growing, and now you smash the competition and you're getting this competitive advantage.
I'm understanding you to say that regardless of your size of an Amazon seller that you are, whether you don't have to be massive, you could take advantage of this feature within Sellerize and really just even the playing field. So you no longer have to look at negative reviews as let me get 10 positive, however you get them. Like, I'm going to get 10 positive for every negative I get to drown that out. Now you, Sellerize has created an automated way to eliminate them in some cases, right?
Exactly. That's powerful. So right now, like, since we're talking, and but this is not released to the public yet, that we're going to give you guys by next Monday. And also, the Carlos will be the first person on the market who's going to provide the access to this amazing new thing that we're going to give you. And we call this a mini course of managing negative reviews. We're going to provide you a 5 best strategies on the market, how to manage them, how to work with them, how to minimize the risk. We'll give you a really amazing insights, guys, that you probably never heard about it yet. But we're using this internally in our company, that we have a huge Amazon business as well. Besides of my SaaS project that I have, the Sellerize, we're also managing a big team. We have about 52 employees that work in our company, you know, to grow and scale our Amazon business, to grow and scale all our projects that we have, guys, for you. So what I'm trying to say, Carlos, absolutely right. And sorry that I forgot to mention this. This feature is fit every single seller on Amazon. It doesn't matter you are just a beginner or you're doing millions of dollars a month. It will help you to maintain your business. This is the major key point in metrics, you know, because a lot of people, when they're working on Amazon, they sometimes they don't understand exactly what they need to focus on to make sure their profits are growing, their revenue are growing, the amount of units people buying more and more, how to improve their operations, how improve processes, marketing, and all these small key points that you guys gonna learn from us. Well, some of them we're gonna include in this mini course to review management, and I promise you we're gonna release 2 more that I don't wanna announce them yet, because we're gonna prepare them, and I just want you to be excited about this free information that we're providing to every person. So, yeah, that's how we're gonna go.
Like I mentioned earlier, hopefully everybody's feeling feeling via hearing the energy that Dima is bringing to this. Dima, anytime somebody hears review or removing review or addressing review, immediately they think black hat.
Oh, yeah, of course. Listen.
So can you walk through a little bit for someone that maybe they're new to PL, or maybe they've been so busy running their business, they're not aware of this new announcement. Like, walk it through from the basics. So what is this new release thing that Amazon recently made available? how does Sellerize interact with that? And why is it white hat?
Yeah, look, everything that we do in Sellerize, it's a white hat. So everything that we develop and then we provide for you guys to use, it's absolutely TOS compliant with Amazon. And the biggest part about this, it's Amazon recently, they released, okay, let me tell you something. Like about a year ago, Amazon released this new feature, what called Review Requester. Everybody was like kind of talking about this. And we was one of the first people who released the Sellerize, was one of the first tools on the market who released this Review Requester, the automated system to request reviews from Amazon buyers without breaking any TOS. And we do this absolutely automatically. We have two features for this. One of them, it's a Chrome extension that you can guys use, and it's absolutely free. You can just go to Google, download extension, and it will submit the review request for your entire Amazon store. But we make step further. As I always explain in what Sellerize means, we always look at the systems and operations and processes that are available on the market. Even if it's our own tools, we always think, okay, how we can improve it, how we can make step forward. And this step we did with Review Requester, we made about 8 different filters, additional filters and targets to target your Amazon buyers to make sure it's maximize your 5-star reviews. You can in our Review Requester, for instance, you can target people who left you only 4- and 5-star seller feedback and avoid people who left 1, 2, and 3, which is maximize your negative experience of the buyer. You can also in our tool target people at a specific time, which is amazing. You know, if you target people at a specific time, we assume they're active at this time. So there's different filters that were set up for the Review Requester, and you will see our version in a Sellerize desktop version, you know, which is paid version, will give you a way better results. So people who use Sellerize already taken this advantage. But with this new feature that we're releasing this tonight, it's a negative review management. This is a new thing that Amazon released like about a week ago, 10 days ago. This is currently available only for people with the brand registry. So when you go to your orders, they have a special button that you can find, like Amazon Match. They give you right now this data about who left you negative reviews. So you know exactly which order left you negative reviews, so you can stay in contact with them. You can send them refund. There are several options to connect with the buyer. But as you will see in our tool, we automate this everything. You can set up a specific procedures for each specific ASIN to do this targeting. You know, like if once you will see the feature, it will blow your mind like how automated and operated the system right now. So now you don't need to go on a daily basis, check every 30 minutes if there's a negative review or something. We'll also provide you a system of alerts and notifications, which we call smart alerts, that will send you a message saying, hey, you get a negative review, and our system automatically will take care of this review. So it's like an entire ecosystem that now you can utilize for your business on an automated basis. You can always go and check just the metrics and see how things perform for you.
How quickly are those smart alerts sent out? Like once something happens, is there a delay between negative review comes in and smart alert going out? Like what's the time between that?
That's very, very good question, you know, because there's some gap, you know, in terms of like how often we send this, and it's based on an alert system, because you can always improve, but the faster the system sends you alert, the more expensive the server. And now we have more than 2,000 users who use the smart alerts. So we're trying to find this way. Okay, sometimes it may come in next 10 seconds, sometimes there could be some delay, because it's based on how often we send the pool of this alert that we collect from the system. But I think right now we're going to add additional information on our smart alerts, exactly how much it takes to receive the alert for which specific process, because some of the alerts, they directly connect to your seller account, which takes faster to proceed this data. And some of them, we scrape this data entirely from Amazon.com, and it takes a bit longer because it takes processes.
You know, a personal question, like I guess a question just for myself, curious, is reviews and everything having to do with reviews, I get the importance, but where, like you mentioned, this just rolled out 10 days ago, approximately 10 days ago. You did not have a month or years of advance notice. Like you learned about this just like everybody else learned about this. What was the process like for seeing this, weighing it out and saying, this is important enough to meet the criteria to be included into SellerEyes and work the problem to figure out ways that it would help sellers before you've really even had a great deal of time to figure it out yourself? Could you share a bit about that? Cause that's just mind blowing to me. You're sharing things now that I figured would take me a few months to figure out, and you figured it out in 10 days and built it into a software to help sellers.
Carlos, that's a very good question. And maybe sometimes people feel like I'm so focused and dedicated, and I will tell you exactly how it works, you know, like, and why sometimes we're really staying ahead of competition. So about a week ago, you know, there was a Prosper show in Vegas. You and me, we went there, you know, and it was absolutely a nice time. Lots of people hang out. Right before the Prosper show, I saw this feature, and we start to utilize this manually in our team. But because I left the Prosper show, I couldn't kind of set up a goal for my team, for my Amazon business and everything. So I left, and while I'm at the show, I'm fully focused there. I'm trying to help people to get more information. So we came back last week on Tuesday. No, what is last week? We came back this was today's Monday. Yeah. Yes. We came back last week on Tuesday. In 2 days, I'm like, hey, let's go with the family to the Universal Studios now. So that's another family vacation because it's a summer, you know, all kids at home. So those who have kids right now, they understand me completely. And kids sitting at home, they're running around. So I'm trying to hide in my office right now for a bit just to record this podcast. But look, last Friday, I'm calling to my program and say, hey, this is a cool feature to optimize. And in less than 48 hours, they made this tool happen because we have a 17 as smart as developers that can take any feature. And like, of course, some features take longer, you know, but this specific feature, after they made the estimate, in like less than 48 hours, they made this tool happen. So basically, if we would speak with you on Friday, this tool was not even a horizon of our implementation. But Saturday and Sunday took them to make the tool. And today we released this tonight. So tool is fully tested. And it's like, I'm telling you, some things takes us way less time than majority of the companies because we're a small company operated kind of by one owner. It's not like a lot of managers and supervisors and all kind of like approvals, you know. It's just like we think we go. So that's why we take action so fast. And that's why it makes us different from competition in SellerEyes, Amazon, and our 3PL business company. So the moment we think something are valuable and something achievable within our vision, we go hard on it. So that's how it works.
It's mind blowing. Yeah. Cause I'm looking at you on social media and I'm like, I want to be in these race cars. I think I saw you with Baptiste and something else with some race cars and Orlando, yeah. Like all these other places. And then seeing this and it came out, do your programmers must know how to sell on Amazon, or they interface with somebody that really knows how to sell? Because I mean, you thought of everything here.
I have an amazing partner. His name is Adam. So we usually come together and we strategize, and then we develop new tools. This specific feature was kind of, we just jump on the call together. It was four of us. We just, okay, let's just strategize and make it happen. Talking about racing cars, you know, like I went to this amazing Las Vegas experience. I highly recommend to everyone. And I can tell you the price per car, it's about like $400 to kind of race real exotic car like Ferraris and Lamborghinis. You can take them for a real spin. And also they have amazing this Dutch Hellcat experience when they take you and they drift around the entire racing track. It's like, it's scary, you know, but it's like, it's amazing. And I realized that I used to love Porsches a lot. Porsche is like one of my favorite cars in the world. And I never thought Ferrari would ever interested me. But now my favorite car is a Ferrari F8 Tributo. So maybe I'm going to buy this next. I have a birthday on Thursday. So who knows? Maybe I'm going to pre-order one.
I don't know. I'm still blown away when we were in Orlando for the Rise event. And I was riding with you in the car and we were going to a great dinner with Adam and a lot of Jamie and a lot of the other speakers. And your car is like this intergalactic spaceship already that goes from like zero to God, like God mode and like nothing time. So if you're impressed by that Ferrari, I don't think I'm ready for that. So I'm going to stick with my car right now, but it looked like a lot of fun.
Listen, we should do a meetup at the karting. There's amazing karting in Miami. So I think, since majority of the people who listen to your podcast, like it's a South Florida, maybe, you know, like Floridian people. So guys, let's organize the amazing meetup and do like this karting racing. It will be amazing. There's one in Miami. It's absolutely fantastic.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So what your software, what does it take? Talk about money, because I feel like this shouldn't be the number one question, but it's going to be the number one question. And for a tool this powerful to be able to defend or punch out your negative reviews, what does it cost for somebody to be able to access this? Do they have to get another plan if they have one? How does it work?
Okay, so speaking about SaaS projects in general, because look, a lot of guys that I know, when they see, let's talk about general thing, you know, a lot of Amazon sellers, they sell on Amazon or they're trying to, or they're planning to sell on Amazon. And then they see like some sellers, they turn it into the service providers or warehouse owners or software companies or video production, photography production. There's, look guys, I can tell this way. There's so many ways to make money, a lot, but you have to understand, what exactly will help you to motivate you moving. And you want to make sure you have enough budgets to keep continue going. Because some projects, they take way more effort and money than it seems from the, giving you an example. I say that this negative reviewer feature took us about 48 hours to develop. But guys, it's not 48 hours. It's 4 years of dedicated experience and millions of dollars spent on experience, fails, and everything. And bringing this brilliant team together, that's what helps right now to achieve such a high performance standards. Speaking about my previous experience, like 4 years ago, I hired a person from Russia. He was my operational director in my Amazon company. And he used to be some IT genius or director, I don't know. Like he used to run a big company on IT sector. And he told me, hey, Dima, we have more than 300 SKUs. Time to time, Amazon gives us the problems, removing images, messing up with our copy, disabling our PPC, and so on, so on. And there was no tools available on the market to monitor this these problems. We used to have about 12 people or 15 people who continuously be dedicated to check our SKUs daily. Like they used to have like a schedule when they check, how they check, how they report about these changes. And he told me we can create something like this, like a monitoring system, which is we call Sellerize Monitor. And we hire a small company from Israel to help us to develop a tool. So this Israel company, they were smart. They hired another company in Ukraine. And like, you know, it was like a process. They give me estimate about, you can develop a tool with like $20,000. So like $20,000 is nothing for our company. So let's just blow this money and make the tool, and maybe it's going to be available for the public, but at least we can use this internally because we need it. After I spent $300,000, I realized it's not that simple as they promised. I would say it was about 3 years later, maybe 2 years later. So eventually, tool was not as good as we expected. It was perfect. It was working, but because Amazon was changing all the time, the system have to be changed all the time as well. It was burning so much resources, tool was not stable, and eventually I decided to close the project. And because I was running my meetups, give me a second, Carlos, I need to put the charger for my computer. Give me a second. For some reason, my computer had to put the... Okay. That's perfect. Now we're
good. All right, we're good.
Yeah, and because I was running my meetups and there was lots of people coming, same as your meetups, I met one guy, he was developing some mobile application. So I decided, okay, he said like, we have problems with our investor. He don't want to pay anymore for the production and his developers are kind of having problems with the... So anyway, long story short, I decided to buy out their project. And I buy out the project because they used to have two amazing developers, like a brilliant guys. I did interview with them. So I buy out the project for a very, very good paycheck that I paid them. It was not cheap. And then I also invest about close to 1.5 million to more development, which took another year and a half to develop. And then a year ago, we released Cellarize to the public. So after that, we start to build more and more and more features. We started with the 4 tools. Now I think we have more than 20 tools inside Cellarize, which is cost about $49.99 per month. And it's like close to nothing for any seller. Even for the beginner, it's very, very affordable price with a set and amount of tools that help to optimize and monitor your business.
So either $49.99 a month or pay a few million and create it yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you. Look, that's why I'm always trying to tell to people, guys, you have to understand what type of... If I would know how difficult it is to create a SaaS project, maybe I would never step into this journey. Because look, building Amazon business and building this brand system, it's way less work and effort and way less stress that you guys will experience ever. Because it's like, it's definitely like, because Cellarize, it's a B2B project. It's not B2C. B2C, in my perspective, it's the most simple way of business. And because Amazon automate you a lot of things with the FBA, there's so many services nowadays, so many data available. It's much simpler to analyze, improve, and grow your products. You can even start not even with the Amazon, which is Amazon is a simpler way to start. But my personal opinion, going for the product development and physical products is the best way to step into the entrepreneurship and the e-commerce system.
I 100% agree. I was listening to a podcast recently about how the cost of starting a business. As a matter of fact, I believe it was an interview with the president of Shopify. And he was talking about how his grandfather or great grandfather immigrated to this country, and to start even an egg stand back then, he had to put it all on the line. He had to put all his money and everything just to create this one egg stand. Whereas nowadays an FBA business, I mean, I know there's other fees, but you're talking about $39.99 a month, you know, Shopify store, even less. So D2C is definitely a much lower barrier of entry. I can't imagine how hard B2B is. You know, I'm very excited. Oh, I'm very happy that you didn't know how hard it was going to be to do this software that way, because now it exists. And now there's this amazing software that people can take advantage of. To sort of recap some of the stuff we're talking about, you've releasing possibly tonight a new software.
Not possibly, 100% guaranteed.
Tonight. Okay. I was saying possibly, like maybe tomorrow, but tonight, 100% guaranteed on July 26th. That you're releasing a software that is going to, you know, punch out reviews or defend against negative reviews, not against negative reviews, dealing with these reviews when they come in. And it's going to be part of the plan. I guess this would be tool number 20 or 21 in the suite of Cellarize tools. And there's also going to be a course released that like a free mini course available for anyone or only available for members? Available for everyone.
For everyone, yeah.
On how to deal with negative reviews in ways that, you know, a lot of people are not talking about that you've experienced firsthand. So that's going to be available. I'm going to have links to all of that in the show notes of this episode. Plus, I have no doubt that I'm going to be sharing it out to everyone just across all of our social medias, Wizards of Amazon, Wizards of Ecom. To be respectful of your time, Demo, first, though, is there anything that I've not asked you about this new feature that you feel is important to bring up on this episode?
Look, no, Carlos, I just want to add to people additional thing about mindset and working with the new ideas. Like you say, hey, how much it takes effort, money, time, whatever, you name it, you know, to develop a SaaS project or any type of project that people comes in the mind. Because I see a lot of people comes to my meetups or whatever when I meet them at the events. They all have brilliant ideas. So every time that when you have a brilliant idea and you're working for it, one of the most difficult things on the planet, it's eventually give up on the project. It's lose the money on the project. It's realizing you're going a wrong direction. So why I decided to mention this, guys, I've met a lot of people who was starting products on Amazon, and a lot of people, they really appreciate my help and communication that we've done that helped them to keep continuing to take extra step. But I've met also a lot of people who were starting SaaS projects in the past. And I think these guys who were starting SaaS projects in the past, amount of money and time they invested, and then they give up on the projects. It not because they don't know something, you know, or they didn't have like money or just at the same point, they realize that it's not a direction that they choose. It's somehow they start to believe that some ideas and softwares could be, their brain, their mind tricked them to think that some other places can make them wealthier and happier and more and make them more money compared to some other projects that they're working on. So before you start to chase some new shiny object, make sure your current process is organized, optimized, delegated in some ways, and you make sure you keep continue making money. Because guys, look, it takes approximately 2 to 3 years to become financially free if you're dedicated and focused. It cannot be done in 6 months. Maybe there are some examples on the market, but you have to realize to make it happen, you have to work for at least 2 to 3 years when you start to see these results, and about 5 years to make sure. Because look, we went to Prosper Show, Carlos. You mm-hmm. and me, we was talking to so many software providers, service providers. There was about 60 people in a room. There was some people who has booths, some people who was just walking in a room, just saying, "Hey, I have this service, I have logistics, and this and that." From all the stats that I collected, the guys who are already at the exponential growth, they about mark 5, 6, 7 years in a they launched their business 5, 6 years ago. We think, okay, talking about Pikfu, you know, one of my favorite services that you also know. These guys, they launched their service about 6 years ago. 6 years. And we know them only for the recent a year. So before, people also knew them. But think about the time, how long it took them to create this snowball effect when now everybody talking on the market about this project. So if you guys going on the market and you, let's say, you're launching some, I don't know, like some supplements or sunglasses, or you decide to make a new optical mouse, your private label brand, you know how to improve it, and you start to build your social following, branding. Guys, you need to understand, you need to have time and dedication and focus, and every single follower matters, you know? It's not like you come in and say, hey, I have only 800 followers. You have 800 followers. You have 80 followers. That's amazing. That's brilliant. Keep continue going, man.
Absolutely. Dima, I love it. I love the energy. That just put me on a high for the rest of the day. I'm going to have links to the course, the software, Sellerize, to all of that. I want to be respectful of your time and start wrapping this up here. Before you go though, one thing that I ask every guest that's on this show, and definitely not going to let you get away without asking this, because since we're both big readers, is what is your favorite book and why?
I actually have plenty of books, you know, and it's based on a topic, let's say if it's business or operations, or it's a mindset, or it's a personal development. But there's a one book that absolutely blow my mind every time I read this, because the book's made by small chapters that you can just simply open, read the chapter, get motivated, kick your butt, you know, like, and keep continue going. So this book, it's called Straight Line Leadership. And guys, don't be scared by the name. It's not about leadership. It's like, it's really like a lot of small ideas that this guy, his name is Djukovic, something like this. So this is a guy who moved from to United States and made this book. They have also the course. I think it's cost like $40,000 for 3 months. It's like a coaching program. It's an expensive program. But the moment you're gonna read this book, you will realize how good is that. Like every single person who read this book, and this available only in a paper format, which is mean you cannot get audio. And some people, they didn't finish this book because I don't like reading books. I only like to read, listen audio. This book, worth it. And I read so many books. It's one of the best books I ever know.
I love that. I'm adding it to my cart as soon as we finish recording this. Dima, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on this episode. I'm looking forward to hearing everybody's questions that they have about this upon release. Easiest way to get a hold of you for anybody listening to this?
Yeah, it's very, very simple, guys. Just go on sellerize.com. There's a help chat. Go to the chat and say, hey, I want to talk to Dima.
Can't get simpler than that, man.
Yeah, yeah. Or find me on a Facebook. I always love to communicate and help you guys. Meet me at Carlos events. I'm going to go to his meetups a lot. So we just spoke recently that we want to do more local interactions with you guys. So Carlos, just release your schedule, put me on it, you know, like, and I will be happy to show up in person and help your audience exchange information. So I think this is one of the best. Oh, the last thing I forget to say, guys, I'm going to send right now to Carlos the PDF of this Straight Line Leadership book. You don't have to even buy it. No, it's absolutely free, guys, for you. So hit Carlos with the messages, blow his inbox, get this book, read this, you know, and come back to us with a thank you later.
You killed it, Dima. Thank you so much for your time. I'll talk to everybody next week.
Thank you, Carlos. Bye, guys.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and review of the show. Until next time.